B-Pod Studios.
Okay, it's a Rap Party Podcast, everybody. Nicole, before you leave, question about your tat that you have on your clavicle. Which,
do you feel weird with the tattoo there, or do you love it?
I love it, honestly. It means a lot to me, and it's really I think it's probably the most badass tattoo I have.
It looks like two olive branches.
I would say it is a close favorite, the one that I have for my grandma on my hand.
Which was ironic because she didn't know you had any tattoos.
Exactly.
Okay, so on the hurt scale, did that one hurt more than others, the one around your neck?
Yes and no. I think at this point I gauged the pain of a tattoo based on like other ones. So my leg was the absolute worst pain I have ever felt in my entire life. And I like to the point where I almost couldn't finish my session.
Because it was on your shin or like the meaty part of your calf? Like what made it so?
Yeah, no, the shin. Okay. And even the back.
Right on the bone.
I think it's because I have like sciatic issues and my legs always shake or like I always get a reaction in my legs.
Huh.
So and the thing with a tattoo is really bizarre is after the adrenaline like wears off, then you're hot and cold at the same time. And like for me, that makes my legs twitch. So it was really weird to get work done on my legs for like multiple hours with the pain and then on top of my legs twitching.
Do you have like restless leg syndrome?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But on the hurt scale, it took 4 hours. And I would say that I was good for probably the first 3 hours.
What if you have to pee?
Huh?
What if you have to pee?
I'm sure you can stop,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so the way that like he did it, so it goes like all around my neck. So I was laying down on their little bed, which is very similar to like a massage bed that you would. And I would be laying on my back and he would work on like one side and he would do the outline. And then I would turn around and lay on the other side and then he would do the left side. And then that was the outline. And then I would turn back around and he would go and do the shading on the right side. And then I would turn back around and do the shading on that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Now, for me, that's mental because once I get into the shading and I'm on that fourth, you know, quarter, I'm like, okay, well, the rest took about 30 minutes. So this should take 30 minutes. And then I'm thinking about it. And then
that's
hurts
more.
That's
how I feel about a cavity.
When you think about it. And then it becomes a mental.
Yeah.
I would think that would help me pace myself. Like, okay, I'm 3/4 of the way done now.
You would pass out and they would just wake you up when you were done.
Oh, 100%. But like with dental work and stuff, that's how I can pace myself based on even when I gave birth. Like because I knew the process, it was easier for me to make it through to the end because I could pace myself based on where I was.
And you knew at the end you were going to have a child.
Right. And
cool.
I honestly do have a really high threshold for pain, a really high pain tolerance, but it's the needle that it's a mental thing for me.
Yeah. And it is like, it's different because I gave blood for the first time earlier this year. And I just, when she was doing it, I was looking at it.
I thought they didn't like the gay people.
About to freak out. Huh?
I thought that they didn't like the gay people when you gave blood. They're afraid of HIV.
Tucker Carlson.
I didn't give blood. I got blood work done.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, that's the whole reason why I don't give blood.
I think it's the gay boys. I don't think it's the
gay
girls.
Well, how do they know you're gay?
They ask you questions.
Okay.
I ain't lying.
You know, what's funny is that Loren's mom must have the same tolerance to pain as Loren because her tramp stamp is in an area where you can't see the needle.
It's not a tramp stamp. It's not even there. Did I ever tell you that?
Yes, you told us that you thought your mom had a tramp stamp 3 years ago and you weren't 100% sure, and your brother and you us all had a conversation about it on the radio.
Yep.
Which needs to run on Best Of, by the way. That I haven't heard that in forever.
It was so good. I was convinced she had a tramp stamp. Well, my brother ratted me out and told my mom that I thought she had a tramp stamp. And then she said something to me in passing that, like, confirmed she had a tramp stamp, but she was just screwing with me. And then she lifted up her shirt and showed me she didn't have a tramp stamp.
She did not.
No.
What does she have? Nothing?
Nothing.
What did you see?
She said she had, like, one of those,
like a henna tat?
Not a henna tat, but, like, like the ones that you order online that are like the pre-tattoos.
The temporary ones that last like a couple weeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I tell you how awesome your mom is for just a moment? The fact that she went on with it and then still made you believe and would drop comments just because that amused herself. That is so funny. Like, that's something I would totally do.
And Loren became the parent.
But I was proud of her because I was like, damn, Dana, you're in on the joke.
That is so good. She's so funny.
And you became the parent. You were like, I do not approve of your tat, Mom.
Well,
especially
she's
on the location.
She's given my brother shit his whole life because he wanted a tattoo. And she would always say, like, you're not getting a tattoo while I'm alive.
Yeah.
So that would have been very hypocritical.
Do you find it weird or strange that we don't, that none of us have ink?
No, I think, like,
because it's becoming way more common.
Yeah, it definitely is becoming more common, but I think it is just, I mean, it's different to everybody. Like, for me, I mean, every single tattoo I have has a story and is a, like, a not necessarily a closure to certain parts of my life, but, like, there's a reason why I needed to feel that pain,
so
I
deep.
Guess.
You are so deep on so many different levels.
But, like, to me,
I guess things just don't affect me.
To me, it's art and it's reminder. And, like, I have a very addictive personality. And so, like, with everything that I deal with mentally, it is a freaking miracle that, like, I'm not on drugs. So I'm just addicted to tattoos.
Good. That's good. You didn't bring that up in your interview with us, by the way.
No, you have
that, that I have an addictive personality. I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. You have a little, all right. Anyway, so question for you. There's three of us. Which one would you be most surprised that they came in and said they had a tattoo? And which one of us would you be least surprised?
To be honest, I would be least surprised about Loren.
Really? Yeah, I thought you'd be most surprised because she's afraid of needles.
Too. No, I could see...
I could probably take a Valium and get through it, though.
I could see you doing something for one of the kids.
Yeah.
Like, you know, or... you know, woofer.
Or my dad. I mean,
yeah, like you have, yeah, I would honestly be the least surprised. Now, it would be small. I don't expect her to get no sleep.
She
would
have like a back tat,
like, how
a
cool would that be?
Like a real, like, so Florida tat, like a
I
heart on your
wings
foot.
On my back.
Yeah. All right. Well, who would you be most surprised? I mean, probably. I
probably you.
Really? Yeah, over Roy? Dead.
Yeah, because I could see. I don't know, maybe an impulse. I feel like sometimes
Roy is impressionable sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, you're
good
right.
Drunk night.
Sterling wants one, Roy gets one.
Maybe.
I would say that if I got a tattoo, you guys would not know about it.
Really?
What?
Yeah,
I would keep it myself.
Why?
Do you have a tramp stamp?
Because I think that's even funnier that then, like, in 10 years you guys are gonna be like, wait, when the hell did you get that?
I could see Roy and Sterling getting like the wedding band tattoos, but Roy still wears his wedding band on top of it and like one day forgets it and I'm like, what's that? I could see it coming out that way.
What if I have a tattoo?
I don't think you do. No, and no. I don't buy any of this. I just know that, like, if Roy gets a tat, we're going to know right away because he'll take a picture and be like, look what I got, bitches. And that'll be the text.
I don't know. I think you'd be surprised.
Let me see the inside of your lip.
Nope.
Close your eyes. eyeballs tatted to your eyelids.
No, it'd be something probably small on my shoulder, probably.
I'm just kind of at the point now where I'm 45 and I'm like, if I didn't get it at this point, what the hell? You know, like, and I don't know. My thing is, too, is like, I'm very regretful and like, I don't want to get something.
Well, you don't think things through, bro.
No, but I completely agree with you, Manny. And on a much smaller scale, I struggle with what color to paint my nails. I can only imagine how much I would struggle with deciding on a tattoo.
Right, like, I love sports probably more than anything. I love sports, and I would probably get like the Jets are probably my most beloved sports team.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
Never mind.
Right.
Well, what if you chose the Redskins and
they're gone?
Yeah,
most of mine, pretty much every tattoo that I have, I've sat on for about 6 months to a year. Like, nothing was impulsive.
Except for the Cam Newton one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, but even that, like, that was more so of like a cool experience versus, you know, anything.
But that's a risky move because what if Cam Newton turns out to be an awful person?
Or gets traded to the Patriots.
Yeah, leaves the Panthers and goes to the Patriots.
We all knew that was going to happen at some point.
We didn't know he was going to go play for the enemy.
I know. But, well, dude, to be honest, I don't mind watching the Patriots now. I think my beef was with Brady because now I...
Yeah, I kind of feel the same
way. I hate watching him at Florida.
I hate the Patriot fans.
I would take Belichick over Brady, though.
Same. Patriots.
And he's so nice to Cam and has so many good things to say about Cam.
Cam is nice.
I know. But I just, I think it was the combo of Brady and Belichick and just the weird stuff.
There's a pretty boy arrogance about Tom Brady that is just abrasive to me.
Listen, I disagree with you, and I know Roy's about to fall asleep because we're talking sports, I could tell. But, like, I would rather watch the Bucks and Brady than I would watch the Patriots. I kind of root for Brady a little bit because it takes a big guy to leave what he's comfortable with and a coach he's comfortable with and go try and win somewhere else. That's what I think.
Big or arrogant?
I don't know. I mean, if he doesn't win, his arrogance is gone. It's a big step.
It was a big step for both of them.
You know, this is like the I produce a podcast called the Bags and Platt Podcast.
Mm.
And
is it getting a plug on our...
Well, I produce it. And this is exactly what it's turned into. It's people talking about something not only that I not know about, but I don't care about. And so I just hear rambling.
So the Bags and Platt podcast, they're two friends, my high school friends, hired Roy to produce their podcast for him after they asked me. And I was
and
like,
I'm
no,
the
dude,
worst
I got
person
kids.
For a sports podcast.
So what do you do when they talk sports for an hour? Just like play PlayStation?
I look at my phone. Unless I need to call someone for the show, and then I just have to sit there and listen to it but not understand it.
And they're diehard Yankee fans football.
And then I'll be sitting there, and all of a sudden they start, like, freaking out. Like, they'll be yelling, and I'm like, oh, wait, something's happening. Mm-hmm. They're upset about something. I missed it.
With the other thing that we want to talk about, then we'll wrap up the podcast, is leftover from the show, which actually turned out to be really funny. We did a fill-in-the-blank game, Roy. Do you remember that at 7 a.m. this morning?
Give me a second. Fill in the blank. My kids. If my kids knew.
If my kids only knew. And the overwhelming text that we got from parents were how many potheads we have in the audience. And they were all like, if my kids only knew how much pot I smoked.
I have no idea if my parents ever have done that.
Well, I'm fairly certain mine have.
My thing with that is though, you know, because at one point it was like, you know, the parents would do pot, but then they'd tell the kids not to do it. But are we now entering a society where it's like parents can do pot and it's okay, kids, you can do it too? Because now pot's kind of becoming like alcohol. You got to wait until you're 21 and then you can do it.
I don't know.
I would never tell my son not to do it. I mean, if anything, you'd say,
hey, give me your hook.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I smoked a lot of weed in California. It was legal before anywhere else when I lived out there. And I thought it was like now I know people that would smoke weed and operate vehicles and stuff. I wasn't like that. I'd smoke weed and watch a show.
Sure.
And then I would be like, oh, my God, I've been staring at the wall for the last hour. What the hell did I miss on the show?
And on the complete flip side of that, I would be furious if I found out that my boys were smoking pot.
Okay, you would be furious if they were past curfew.
Listen,
okay,
would you be furious if they start having sex?
Depends on how old they are.
Well, what's the...
Hold on. So you guys know how I'm always like, oh, I wish I would have had a girl. I wish I would have had a girl. So one of our older couple friends in Florida has a daughter that's pretty much grown up in front of me. I've known her since she was like 5 or 6. Well, she is turning 16 this week, and her friend posted a picture of the two of them on a boat with thongs on and their tops off, facing away from the camera.
Hell yeah.
But they posted that on Instagram.
They're 16.
And I sent the screenshot of it to Dallas, and I was like, God knows best. Like, this is why we don't have daughters, because I would flip my fucking shit on her for not being in a thong or having your top off, but for making the conscious decision to take the frigging photo and then post it on the internet.
Now instead, your two boys are going to be trying to hang out with them two girls.
You're going to be the ones leaving the fire flames on the picture.
Right.
What's up, babe? 100.
Wait, you were going to ask her something, and then she stopped you.
About the boys, if they
oh.
got caught having
what age?
Sex,
what? Oh, I mean, I was 15, and I feel like that's way young. I would never recommend that for
Dean. I don't want to know until you're like, oh, God, I can't even say it. I don't want to know.
Well, it's going to happen. I know. They're going to happen. Like, they're going to experiment at least in high school.
And they're good-looking dudes.
Yep, that chateau is going to be like the Playboy Mansion, bro.
No. It's going to be the F pad, the top floor, dude.
Yep, me and Nicole will be there. You guys will be away.
I don't know.
More beer.
No.
Cash is going to be like, man, he got something.
I know. We're going to be supplying your kids.
I got something. What do you want?
Your kids are going to come over to my house to play video games. We're going to be giving them alcohol and weed. We're going
to
be
They're
the
gonna ask me to sign off on a tattoo.
You know what's crazy is I'm even like okay with you drinking at the house as long as you're not like out.
And, that was my
you know
parents
what I mean?
Thing.
Like
my parents were with that.
Yeah. My parents weren't.
Really?
Mine weren't either.
But they
either.
Wouldn't be upset if you were smoking pot?
Well, yeah, they would.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
But I would rather
the boys... I moved to California to smoke weed, Lauren.
I would rather the boys be at the house drinking in a controlled environment that I know they're okay in than smoking pot.
That's what a lot of parents say. I'm like more of like, just don't tell me. Like, I don't want to know. I don't want to control it. Just do your thing. You know, I had a friend who told me the other day that they were going to take psychedelic drugs and go on a hike. And I was somewhat jealous of their afternoon activity because I had to go pick my kids up from school.
I just know how crazy my high school experience was, and I'm kind of with you, Manny. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
It's best. Just teach them to not do it and pray that they don't do it.
Don't ask questions when they call you for a ride.
My kids would be surprised if they knew somebody said how much candy I stash in their bedroom in a drawer, and they have no idea to look in there to get it.
Hmm. Yeah.
If my kids only knew I count down the minutes and seconds till bedtime every single night. And then someone said the same thing, like how excited I am when I drop them off at school.
Mm-hmm.
That would be me as a parent. I'd put my kids to bed at like 7:30 and all the way until midnight. It'd be Roy time. Like, I'd be up all the way all night.
Unless you're doing a morning show, then you gotta go to bed right away.
We put Ruby down at 7:30 and then Dean kind of hangs out till 8:30, but now he could just hang out on his own and
He's
we can start
good.
Watching something. How about 980 says, if my kids only knew that moving furniture meant having sex, that's what we say on the show. If the kids only knew I used to be a stripper, 704 said.
You know, my brother-in-law, they have a hot tub, and when they put the kids down, they stay up. He'll sometimes stay up on a weeknight until like midnight to 1 a.m. And I'm like, dude, aren't you up in the morning? And he goes, yeah, I'm up at like 6 with the kids and I'm got to go to work for the day. I'm like, how do you do that?
Some people don't need the amount of sleep that others do.
Well, his whole thing is that, I want to have fun when my kids go to bed, and it's my only time. So
I tell Amanda that. My wife is like, she goes to bed like at 9:30, in the bed at 9:30, probably asleep by 10 like me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and she's like, I get nothing done. I go, babe, wait for all of us to go to bed. Go downstairs, put whatever you want on the TV and leave the light on and do whatever you have to do.
See, I sometimes do that on the weekend because we're so used to getting up so early. So if I'm up before, like Cash gets up around 7:30, but I typically wake up at like 6. Like it's just my internal alarm.
You're always like, because we have an MRL show text chain and you're always like texting at like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Catching up on shit that Roy and Nicole have sent the night before and they're long asleep.
Yeah, I'm definitely a morning person and overnight owl.
Yeah.
704 said, on the other side of the spectrum, my mom hid from me for 22 years that she smokes pot until one day I said, you know what, mom? You look like a pothead.
That's funny.
All right. Well, that is a Rap Party podcast. Roy, anything else?
Not yet. I'm going to be streaming video games soon. I want to play with listeners. Like, we have Josh from Lancaster. I want to play video games with him and broadcast it to our listeners. And so I want to play with our radio family.
Cool.
A lot of our listeners, evidently, according to Digital's data, they love video games. Mm-hmm. And so I got to be there, you know.
PlayStation 5's coming, Loren.
I can hardly wait.
You got to get Cash Wii.
No.
Why?
We got Sterling set up on the Xbox with an account and everything.
Oh,
so him
nice.
And I can play together. Mm-hmm. He's in the bedroom. I'm in my office.
Oh, you have two Xboxes?
No, I use my PC.
Oh, gotcha.
But we play this game together called Drake Hollow, and he wears a headset, and we talk to each other.
That just goes to show how antisocial video gaming is. Like, you guys aren't even in the same room.
We
you're in different rooms playing.
You can't be in the same room.
Why can't you play on the same console? Or is that not
a thing anymore? That's not a thing anymore. You don't play, but it's all online.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's a wrap, party, everybody.
Toodles.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.